when God does masonry and surgery. Psalm 147 is not a tidy psalm. It moves from ruined walls to wounded hearts, from city gates to constellations, from ravens to snowfall, from weather to Torah. That is not carelessness. It is theology. We divide life into categories: private pain, public life, nature, politics, worship. Psalm 147 refuses this. The Lord is not spiritual in the thin modern sense. He rebuilds Jerusalem, gathers exiles, binds wounds, sends rain, feeds birds, strengthens gates, and gives his word. He does masonry and surgery. The setting seems post-exilic, the world of returned captives, the world of Ezra and Nehemiah, where bars on the city gates were not quaint details, but matters of survival, justice, and peace. Jerusalem had been broken in stone, and Israel had been broken in soul. Notice how the psalm treats those as one work of God. He rebuilds the city and heals the heart. We often want God to comfort us without reordering our common life, or to restore institutions without dealing with grief. He will do neither. His salvation is personal and communal at once. Then comes the startling leap, from broken hearts to the stars. But a Jewish singer after exile would have heard more here than a lovely nature image. Babylon was famous for its astronomy and star omens. Empires studied the heavens to master fate. Israel answers with holy defiance. The Lord counts the stars and names them all. He counts what human beings cannot count, and then the psalm says his understanding itself cannot be counted. The empire reads the stars, God names them, and the God who names stars also gathers outcasts. No exile is lost in the crowd of history. Psalm 146 warned us not to trust princes. Psalm 147 goes further, do not trust what princes trust. Horses and strong legs were the ancient machinery of power. War horses, trained bodies, visible force. God is not impressed. He delights in those who fear him and hope in his hesed, his steadfast covenant love. That pairing matters. Not fear without hope, which becomes dread. Not hope without fear, which becomes presumption. But trembling trust. The final section turns to God's word running swiftly through creation. Snow like wool, frost like ashes, hail like pebbles. The similes are strikingly homely, as if the wild forces of weather are simple household things to him. Then his ruach, his wind, breath, even spirit, melts winter, and waters flow. The same word that governs the weather is the word given to Jacob in statutes and ordinances. Ravens receive food, Israel receives speech. Bread is mercy, but revelation is intimacy. This is not tribal pride, it is covenant wonder. The Maker of all things has drawn near and spoken. And in Jesus Christ, the church hears Psalm 147 reach its full music. The word through whom the stars were made has come near to heal the brokenhearted and gather the far off into Zion. Suggested cross-references: Isaiah 40:26, Deuteronomy 4:7-8, John 1:1-14, Colossians 1:16-17, and Ephesians 2:12-19. Hymn suggestion: O worship the King. Prayer: Lord of the stars and of the shattered heart, rebuild what is broken in us and among us. Teach us to distrust the strength the world admires and to hope instead in your steadfast love. Send your word into our cold places and let your breath melt what has grown hard. In Jesus Christ, gather us near and make us people of praise. Amen.